All right, welcome everybody. I'm Mike here with Melaresi from Walking Terra Christa. This is the Spring Equinox Celebration Call.
Thank you so much for joining us.
We're going to bring in the higher frequencies of the Unified Whole. What we do is we just tap our fingers and our knees to feel an actual physical vibration, and we just count up 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and we count by tens. 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 110, 120, 130, 140, 141, 142, 143, 144. You should feel a frequency shift as you consciously do that. We also call upon Lord Melchizedek, the Mahatma, and Lord Metatron to bring us the platinum net while we are here in this state. The platinum net will come around us and remove any lower vibrational frequencies that can be removed. So take a deep breath, that'll come around you, and as you breathe out, it'll be stripped away. Then we call upon the violet flame up from our Earth star to our soul star to work on anything else that needs to be removed so that we can be in the fullest state possible with the energies of this call so we can receive those higher frequencies. And as the violet flame works to remove and transform, we also call upon the pink flame of love and compassion, to fill in any of those areas that have been stripped away and removed and transformed, so that we can go through this with as much ease and grace as possible. And then we bring in the golden flame, call upon Lord Buddha, from our Earth star, through our heart chakra, up through our crown chakra, out to the soul star. It spins around us, so that the Earth star and soul star spin in a clockwise manner. And it forms a pyramidal-like structure around us, as above and so below. This is the Merkaba vehicle, and we activate these energies for ourselves individually and for the group. Just breathe that frequency in, and we ask that spiritual mirrors be placed on the outside pyramid walls. This prevents anything from entering that is not of the highest dimensional frequency. And now we're going to stay up here as Melaresi continues with the energy activations.
Okay. As we step into the 144th dimension, I want you to visualize like we just came up an escalator of pure essence of many colors of light. When we come up to the 144th level, we come through the 49th dimension, which is the Godhead. And then we go into the angelic forms, up to the 100, and then we go into the formlessness, which are elementals, star systems, sun systems, planets, all those frequencies of light that each of us have been a part of. As we step into the 144th dimension, you see it almost as like double doorways that we're going to walk into. We'll bring in frequencies of light. This is considered the Sacred Heart Temple. And within the Sacred Heart Temple, we come together with all the masters, all the teachers, all the beings, our soul family, our higher selves, and our I Am Presence. And just feel that frequency, feel those energies that we have been a part of as we step into the what they call the front reception area, which is just pure light coming into the area. And to our right, we're going to walk to our right, and it's going to be a beautiful garden that we step into. Within the beautiful garden, there's a circular altar with many colors of flowers and energies. Candles are lit everywhere. And we're just going to find a place to sit, as there are many little benches and chairs and little areas that you can position yourself. Imagine all the most beautiful flowers that you would like to have in your life. Imagine elementals, fairies, gnomes, angelic presences all around you. Whatever is your creation of what makes you feel the best, this is what we want you to experience during this journey tonight. This is going to be a little bit different than we've done before. So as we do that, we're going to do the oxytonal alignment first in the garden. So let's just take some deep breaths. They want me just to talk a little bit about this spring equinox. We're already in the middle of it, which I think was in the early morning hours in our time zone. And the energies that are coming in at this time are very similar to what we experienced for 12/21/12, but it's more. So it's a Christ consciousness. Each of us has gone through a tremendous change in the last 3 months, which they're calling the first trimester, from January to March. We've gone through a lot of changes, replacements, elements that we needed to get rid of, and a lot of this is our past timelines as we are becoming multidimensional selves. This is exactly what is happening to us, even in our physical bodies. Any ailments or illnesses that we feel that we're getting are probably from a past timeline that has not been completely cleared in your etheric body. The etheric body is your soul body of light. So that etheric body is becoming intertwined and connected with the physical body. So the physical body is going to feel these eruptions. This also goes along with the emotional body and your physical body. This frequency of light represents not only the feminine divine, but the masculine divine and the Christ consciousness of the threefold flame. So we'll be doing an activation. We will be working with Sanat Kumar, who many follow as the father of our spiritual life, or the brotherhood and sisterhood of white light. So he's going to be assisting us. So they want us to be prepared. We're going to travel to the city of Havalanche. It is a golden city. It's actually a crystalline city. It is the city for the 22nd ray, and it is housed right over top of Mount Shasta in the etheric level. This will be the city where many masters will convene. It will be very much in alignment with Shambhala, and they are inviting us to come into that city for our ceremony today so that we can feel the connection that we have with each of these beautiful masters. I think one of the most important facets of our work is that we help others to attune themselves personally to each of these beautiful masters, and that they don't stand over top of us. They are our mentors, but they're standing next to us. And then we start to have a personal experience, a relationship with them. So today they want us to experience this. But first, we're going to do the oxytonal alignment, and then we're going to do an integration of the 22 rays of God, which will help to balance and attune each of us to these elements that we are experiencing. We must remember that this energy can tear us away from our spiritual aspects just as much as bringing it in. Whatever elements are going on within you that arise into these frequencies can seem overpowering. So working with the 22 rays of God is going to fully assist in balancing the lower energies to receive the higher energies. It's because we are at the crucial point of duality, and the lower energies don't want us to accept the higher energy. So these aspects can arise within each of us. So during the next 3 days, take time and reflect within your higher self and your I Am presence, calling upon them, creating a dialogue with your higher self and allow that higher self to be fully activated within your lower self so that you become the super consciousness, that your three minds blend together and your four body system. This is not easy, and we need to do it in steps. But it's very important that we attune ourselves every day, even if it's just a moment of taking some deep breaths, doing some protection, and rising your energy to that level, because we are becoming that level in our physical essence. So let's get started. Think about what you would like to bring forth in your life presently from each of the beautiful masters, from this experience of this spring equinox, of accepting your Christ itself to be activated within your physical being. Breathe deeply. Wherever you're sitting, allow yourself to just feel the energies from the top of the temple, which is an open temple. You're going to see beautiful star systems, energies that represent the heavens. As we activate the 144th dimensional reality within our physical essence, so you're going to feel your soul star. Your Antakarana bridge is the rainbow bridge from your I Am Presence, your monad, into your physical body. So feel the sparkles of many lights coming down into your physical body, feeling that frequency coming into each of the chakras. We won't go into the colors during this segment because we're going to be doing another exercise for the 22 rays of God. Breathing deeply, we feel that the frequency of light of the central canal, which is our chakra column, is going to widen with each breath. So you command through your higher self how far you want this widened to receive these light frequencies. Colors upon colors, crystalline colors, many colors. Into the crown area, breathing deeply as it spins in a clockwise manner, allowing the energies to move through your third eye, into your throat, into the thymus, into the heart, into the solar plexus, the sacral, and the root, and it's going to spin downwards inside your etheric body into your earth star, which is 6 inches below your feet. And the earth star and the soul star will spin simultaneously, creating this beam of light. I want everyone to visualize themselves standing. And as you're standing, feel these frequencies shifting. As your earth star and your soul star are now spinning simultaneously, this is creating your body of light. I also want you to feel it in your physical body. So we want to feel the brain waves, the energies coming down through the head, the eyes, the ears, your sinus cavities, your mouth, going into your neck and your throat, down your arms and into your fingertips, allowing the highest frequency of light to go into your joints. We're asking for any elements of dis-ease to be fully removed. In this level, there is no dis-ease. There is only ease and grace within the physical body. So anything that needs to be healed at this time, just ask for it to be done through your higher self, your I Am Presence, and the masters that are working with us. Feel it going into your spinal column from the back of your neck. We want to make sure the back of the neck is also clear from any debris. This is an entry point of energies to come into our physical body. So we're going to ask if there are any elementals, if there are any parts that do not belong to us at this moment, to be fully removed. We're going to reinitiate the violet flame when we do this, and the pink flame. The violet flame of transmutation and the pink flame of regenerating. So we're going to use that together to increase the high vibratory rate. We ask it to go into the cardiovascular system, the cellular system, all organs, all inner workings, all glandular systems in the body. Allow them to work within each other, the blood system, the frequency of light in the spinal column, allowing it to move down into the intestinal tract and the intestinal system, the digestive system, into the sexual organs, into the joints, the hip joints, the knees, the ankles, and the feet. And allow all the transmutation to be taken away of any elements that do not represent a fully embodied body of light. A little twist of words here they're giving me. So just allow yourself to feel that body of light that you are becoming. So the thymus gland represents the higher cleansing, but the seat of our soul. So the higher self comes spinning down through the body and activates into your thymus. I feel that essence now as he or she comes through your crown into the thymus and then takes her or his energy down through your body and grounded through your feet. Feel yourself becoming one with your higher self, that there is no separation in this moment. So that you can experience this together, we must remember that the higher self is commanding everything within us to occur. So even when it feels uncomfortable, it is because there is a transformation that needs to happen, that they are asking us to aspire to a higher level of light and love quotient within us. Feel that now as we stand here within the garden. Feel all these essences spinning around us. It's almost like you can see the essence that doesn't pertain to what you're experiencing in this moment coming out from your feet in a pool of energy, and it's going to be transmuted here right in this beautiful garden. Let's just take a deep breath. To our right, as the garden winds around, there's going to be a pathway that takes us into another area. Within this area, there are taking us to the accessing the rays of God through waves of light. It's almost like it is a pathway that is completely glass enclosure, but it's crystalline light. So the crystalline energy is going to be over top of our heads and around our bodies as we're going to walk single file through this corridor of the rays of God. So I want you just to take a deep breath, and you're going to imagine that each of the rays that I bring forth, this is what you're embodying within you. We step into the ray of the deep blue. Even though each of the rays are embodied in different chakras, they want us to feel it in the totality. So wherever you feel this ray is going, just experience it within you. It represents our will and power. I'm going to mention the beings associated with each of the rays because they want us to be aligned with any of these beings that you feel that you want to connect with at a later time. Elmora, Master Elmora, Elohim, Masters Hercules and Amazonia, Archangels, Michael and Faith, with the Elders, Alora and Alori. Feel them joining you now as you step into the ray of blue with will and power, and feel that essence of God's will running through you. You take another step, and we see golden yellow. This represents love and wisdom. We see Master Kasumi, Lord Buddha, Master Jishwa Kul, Lord Maitreya, Elohim, Masters Apollo and Lumina, Archangels Jophiel and Christine, Elders Rayla and Raylio of the golden yellow. You feel that love and wisdom embellishing within your being. We take another step and we step into the deep pink of active intelligence. This is where we create. Paul the Venetian is our guide with the Elohim, Masters, Heroes, and Amora, Archangels, Shamriel and Charity, and the Elders, Celia and Celio. Feel their essences now joining you. We now step into the ray of the crystalline light, harmony and balance, Master Serapis Bey, Elohim, Purity, and Astria, Archangels Gabriel and Hope, and Elders Istila and Istilo. Feel these essences embodying within you. Feel them walking with you as we are not alone on this journey. We now step into the ray of the green with specks of gold and white. This is our science of God, our scientific knowledge. Feel that essence running through you. It is Master Hilarion. This is what helps us to see further than we can see with the eyes. Elohim, Cyclopea and Virginia, Archangels Raphael and Mother Mary, Elders Zathia and Zathia. Feel that essence running through you. We now step further and we feel ruby red with gold. This is our inner devotion. We are met with Lord Sananda, Elohim Masters, Peace and Aloha, Archangels Uriel and Aurora, Elders Elihia and Elihio. It is of the sea foam green. I'm sorry, I stepped further. I went too far. It is of the ruby red. Jumping ahead of myself here. The next step is the deep purple and flecks of violet. This is our ceremonial magic, but it's where we structure things. With Saint Germain, Elohim Arcturus and Victoria, Archangel Zachiel and Amethyst, and Elders Tisian and Tisio, breathing deeply, feel that. This is the first seven rays of God. Allow them to be infused within you. We now feel the seafoam green. This is a higher cleansing ray. Lady Isis and Lord Osiris, Elders Eliha and Eliho. This is where we are activated within our thymus. But the seafoam green helps us to move into a higher cleansing and opening more to our higher self. Let's just take a moment and feel that essence running through us. We now step into the fourth dimensional rays. Joy and attraction to the body of light. Feel the blue-green emanating through you with Lady Nada, Mother Mary, Elders Asilo and Asile. This is where we are fully attracted to the light even more deeply. Feel that running through you. We now go through the next column of light. It is pearlescent. This represents balancing our masculine and feminine divine, master of Ultar and lady master of Elantia of Andromeda, archangel Ariel, the elders Hesila and Hesio. Feel this essence within you. We step into the pink orange. This is the bridge to the new world from the old. Turn around and look behind you and feel the essences that you have changed in this first trimester, and allow yourself to just embrace the new you through this frequency. It is represented by Lady Kuan Yin and Angel Rochelle, the elders Sanlia and Sanlier. Feel that pink orange emanating through you. So now you see the columns of light completely around you. This Carter, it is the gold. We walk into the Christ consciousness. Feel yourself integrating the Christ consciousness within you with what Lady Pallas Athena and Lord Maitreya, Archangel Mazriel, and the elders Alia and Alio. Many more masters of the Christ consciousness step forward within these energies to assist us. We're going to move further into the rest of the race up to the 22nd, because the Team of Light wants me to share with you to always intend to go higher than you are. This activation of the spring equinox represents the Christ consciousness, but we want to go further than that. So let's step through this corridor, and we're going to see the other colors. Feel the violet pink, vibratory communication, Ra, the sun god, and solar logos, Helios and Vesta. Moving into deep blue violet, feel that essence of illumination. And this is where we release our mental mind. The Palladian Council of Light helps us with the Lord and Lady of Arcturus and the Guardians of Arcturus. We're now moving into the higher multidimensional levels of energies to work with. We then feel the light golden white. It is our doorway to ascension, feeling our splendor, I am present. At this point, we start to feel our I am presence become more actively involved. The Elohim Councils of God in one group consciousness, along with the 24 elders in one consciousness that surround the throne of grace, which we just worked with the elders separately. These two groups of beings now assist us to feel our I am presence. Take a moment and feel the glorious energy that is occurring at this time. We now move forward and we see the light violet white. It is one universal being. This we work with the three M's, Lord Melchizedek, Lord Metatron, and the Mahatma. As they are one universal being, they teach us to be the same. Then we feel multi-white light, and this is universal white light. It is Lord Melchizedek and Sanat Kumara working with us. Feel these essences all moving through you in the beautiful colors of multi-white light. We then step into the color of pink gold. This is where we start to intend our fifth dimensional experience. Lord Maitreya and Lord Enoch assist us with this. We then move into magenta. This is a beautiful ray because we're going to be combining other rays within this ray, which is our inner power and divine love. This is where we express the essence of our inner power and divine love more fully within our being. Because in the fifth dimensional body, the heart blends with the sacral and the thymus. You can imagine that now and feel that magenta color coming within you. Then we see violet gold, and this is our true beingness. Take a moment and feel that beingness. Just pretend. As my mentor, Dr. Joshua David Stone, always said, you fake it till you make it. So this is what we need to do with these energies. Just imagine what it feels like. You're at the 144th dimension. This is the level of experience that you were in the beginning, and we are activating it for it to be fully in our physical self. We then move into the color of blue gold. This represents, violet gold is Lord of Sirius. So the Sirians are here to assist us to experience energies just as they have done. Then we see the blue gold step further under the column of light, and we see this is where our divine structure is manifested, and you can see beyond to look into eternity. Lord of the Great Bear star system, which represents all star systems of the higher realms. All the intergalactic beings that we have been speaking of are all part of this star system. Now we step into the color of platinum. This is our completion. This is where we feel our God and Goddess within, and is represented by all the great central suns, including the cosmic great sun, Son of Divine Mother and Father God. This is our source of all that is. Take a moment and just embrace the essences you have experienced. Frequencies of the light all blend within you. These are the colors within colors. This is what your fifth dimensional body will look like when it's fully activated. Take a moment if there's any of these beings that you would like to communicate with at this moment, of any elements that you are going through, anything that you're worried about, or issues that are occurring for you that are coming up, because sometimes these energies can create elements to arise. Let's just take a moment. I'm going to ring the bowl and allow an open communication to occur. This master or masters to join you and accompany you to the city of Avalanche. So now we're going to continue to walk further. You will see that it is the other part of the garden. So we have just walked through the columns of light for the rays of God, embracing each of us, but now we're a part of the garden that will take us right back to the beginning segment. It's like we have completely turned around in a clockwise manner. And we're going to walk into the front area that we first came into, and we're going to step through the doorway. I want you to just visualize it like an escalator, because we're going to bring these energies back down into the physical body. 143, 142, 141, 140. Feel yourself descending back down, but you are bringing everything that you have acquired. 140, 130, 120, 110, 100, 90, 80, 70, 60, 50. We're now going into the 49 dimensions of the spiritual hierarchy. Feel these essences. 40, 30, 20, 10. We're now at the 10th dimensional level, Helios and Vesta. This is where their temple resides, at the 10th dimension. They are our solar logos. Just take a moment and feel their blessing being given to us. Ra, the sun god, and they represent our great central sun. And then we're going to go back down 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Okay, I want you to feel all these essences, bring them into your physical body and your senses. Allow the energies to go down your limbs, into your feet. Your earth star and your soul star are now spinning simultaneously. feel those essences all shifting within you. They want me to share that this is an exercise that you can do on your own, either by listening to the recording later, to intuit the 22 rays of God. So now we're just going to spin those two stars of the earth and the soul star. Feel them igniting, feeling the light body shifting within you as you become the Merkaba vehicle of light. Feel your four-body system now one body, as your spiritual body becomes your mental, your emotional, your etheric, and the physical. You interact through all of these essences as one body of light. So now we're just going to visualize ourselves being in that fifth dimensional earth, moving across the land masses to the United States of America, to Mount Shasta, which for those of you that are in other areas, it is in the west coast of the country by the Pacific Ocean. Mount Shasta is in Northern California. We see the emanation of a mountain. And in our actual time zone right now, the sun is shining very brightly on the mountain. There is snow on the mountain, pretty covered. Not completely. We're going to go to the summit of Mount Shasta. And then from there, there's going to be a portal that we enter. It's just a beam of light that's going to take each of us together. All of our Merkaba vehicles come together and become one body of light because we are in group consciousness at this moment. We feel ourselves now moving upwards into that fifth dimensional earth. And we go to the city of Havalanche. The city of Havalanche represents the platinum ray. So there's going to be many colors upon colors that you're going to see. We have arrived to a beautiful walkway. And the walkway is strewn with a golden light that we walk towards this amazing temple. The temple is going to be the place where we receive our ceremony and activation of the threefold flame. We'll see many different masters and beings as they are awaiting our arrival. We will see the inner earth beings from Lemuria of Telos and the Agartha cities. We will see light beings, intergalactic beings. We will see angels. We will see ascended masters. We will see the essence of all the great central suns. We will see all the beautiful commanding energies of the unified whole command that represent the space we were just residing in. Today, as you walk along this pathway, you are an initiate. You are an ascended master, and you've been honored as that ascended master. The walkway continues straight up a small hill, and we're going to walk up a few steps, about six steps. And then there's a landing. Then there's six more steps and a landing. And six more steps. The temple itself is emanating with golden rays, silver rays, many colors of the rays. And that platinum ray makes many hues of gold and silver. And there's an open doorway, and we step into the inner sanctum of the temple. It is a huge room. This is the ceremonial castle, so to speak. columns of light are all around the outside of the room. We're now going to step downwards as there are many souls and beings awaiting our arrival. We're going to walk all the way down to the bottom where there is a stage. And each of us are going to walk onto the stage. There are many flowers. There are beautiful essences. Crystal formations around the outside of the stage are beautiful fountains that represent all the rays of God. On this stage, there are seats for us to sit in. Very beautiful seats that only an initiate would sit upon. Find yourself in a clockwise manner walking around the stage and taking a position in one of the seats. Now they want me to say to you that notice what the chair is like, notice what the seat is like, what the material is like, because this represents who you are presently. In the middle of us, in the middle of the stage, and we will be met by Lord Sanat Kumara, Lord Melchizedek, and Lord Metatron. Take a moment, let's just take a deep breath, and I want you to just envelop yourself with the energy that you're feeling here. Everyone may have a different experience because of where you are and what you can envision. If you have a hard time envisioning, just allow the energies to unfold within you through your higher self. I ask everyone right now just to call upon your higher self. If you know his or her name, please call upon her. Start to utilize this name. If you do not know what your higher self name is, this is a special exercise that you should probably do so that you can connect more with this essence. Just breathe deeply. Feel this essence coming in, as now I'm going to open up the energies to the masters that will be creating the ceremony. Thank you. Greetings. It is my divine pleasure to be here with you, Sanat Kumara. I want you to just take a moment of reflection. Where are you in your present circumstances? What is it that you need assistance with? We truly want to help each of you as much as possible to aspire to a higher way of existence. Duality has been the commonplace energy that is occurring upon Gaia and within each of you. We are honored that you take this time on this day to fully understand within yourself what you are experiencing and to go into a deeper part of yourself to experience the essence of your life, but from the highest perspective of your higher self and your I Am presence. We want to thank Melarese for doing a wondrous job of integrating the rays of God for each of you. I want you now to take a moment and to reflect to see if there are any specific rays that you're more attracted to than others, any of the colors that were brought through. These are the colors that you should work with. They will assist you to go into a deeper part of yourself. Remember that you are becoming multidimensional beings. And within this multidimensionality, there comes confusion and uncertainty in what you are experiencing because your physical mind is trying to assimilate things when your higher mind is trying to bring them forth. So we need to allow them to come into an internal dialogue together. The physical mind needs to relax onto what the higher mind is trying to convey and to allow those essences to be one. This is exactly what the frequencies of light that are occurring presently are trying to convey to you. Allow yourself to experience your light from the circumstance of your highest essence. Think of a meditation or a time when you completely felt that bliss. When you fully accept your essence is changing and you feel it within your physical body, but it becomes uncomfortable. So the physical self tries to deter it from happening more. In truth, what we need for you to accept are these times of waves and waves of light coming onto you as your light quotient is arising. The physical body is accelerating. So I ask each of you right now to take a moment into yourself and allow these two minds to come together. As we bring forth the essence of everyone's higher self to be fully activated in this moment of time. This is an essential component in what we are about to experience. Because without it, you will not have the best optimal occurrence within you. And part of this may be because you're not quite sure, or your physical self is not used to a higher frequency of light in a conscious state of conditioning. That is fine. Flow into it. And whatever you're experiencing right now, if you are feeling emanations of light, almost like you want to sleep, move into that, because this means that your higher self is coming more into your physical self. When the physical body sleeps during the processes of meditation, it is like a surrender. The physical mind is finally surrendering to the energy. You will get better at it, believe me. But there needs to be a point of focus. And the focus is not you trying to control it from your physical self, but your higher self allowing it to come within you. If it is necessary for you to be wide awake, it will occur. the most important facet that we can explain to you in these moments is to release and accept what you are experiencing. It is when the control takes over that causes great confliction. So I ask each of you right now to allow the frequencies of light that are in this temple to come unto you through the platinum ray. The platinum ray of allowing your completion to have already been accepted within you. You are the totality of the masculine and the feminine. You have allowed your golden flame to be infused within you. You have allowed yourself to remember this is your state of being and not what you thought it was. So let us experience this now. As I stand here with Lord Melchizedek and Lord Metatron, it is my deep honor to be part of this beautiful team of light. It has been my wish for many, many light years to see the evolvement of this planet. And you are a very small majority of people. In actuality, a minority. The majority represents each of us coming together with each of you. But within those numbers, some have said that humanity is ready to ascend. But let us not think of it in that manner. Because Gaia needs to come into her own frequency of light. But she is waiting for humanity. In order for the frequency of light to occur in the higher dimensional realm into the fifth dimension, so that this earth becomes the fifth dimensional level of creation. And it's not just about love. It's not just about experiences of bliss. It is about allowing it to be in your physical body, not just in your mind, not just in your feelings, but to allow it to mold you to become the one body of light. This is what needs to be done. The thought forms help. The essence of being a self-compassionate being of light assists. But until it is internalized into all the organs, into all the faculties of the physical existence, until the etheric body can become the physical body, then ascension will occur in the physical existence. But until we do can acquire that element, there will still be debate upon humanity of what is happening. Lightworkers make up about 20% of the population. That's pretty small. Within the light worker essence, 10% of them are doing the work as each of you are in this moment. In order for humanity to experience the new earth energies, we must fully ask each of you to incorporate the Christ consciousness within you. And we know this is not an easy task. So this is why we are here together today. We have come into another phase, this phase of 2013, this phase of the first increment of the Christed energies that will be appearing into each of your hearts and your souls and your minds and your bodies to fully allow yourself to walk upon this earth as a master. This is the pathway that you are accepting. And you will show others the way. We still have a very long way to go. This year is representative of lightworkers coming into themselves and understand that there's more that needs to be done. Each of you that are with us today, stand within this 10%. You may be challenged. It may be difficult for you, but you are willing and ready to take on the challenges. And we are going to assist you greatly to do so. So it is my pleasure, as Sanat Kumar, to stand with each of you, my beloveds of the brotherhood and the sisterhood of white light, as we were in Lemuria, as we were in Atlantis, as we were in the times. The acceleration that is happening upon this planet has never occurred within this planet previously. So I ask of you to be kind to yourself. I ask of you to be patient. I ask of you to be compassionate to yourself and to others. And to continually be the higher essence that you are. That is what's going to assist you deeply. So I stand here and behind me as each of us represent aspects of a threefold flame. You will see the three flames of the pink, the blue, and the gold. The gold being in the middle. The pink is on the left, and the blue is on the right. Now, this is a mirror image for each of you. So as you face the flame, the blue should be on your right, and the pink should be on your left, because we want it to be a mirror image. So this flame actually rotates in a clockwise manner. So everyone that is participating in this temple receives that mirror image. Take a moment and reflect within your feminine aspect, your emotional body. I want you to feel love. I want you to feel compassion. I want you to feel ecstatic bliss about whom you are. I want you to tune into your higher self right now. Allow him or her to give you this divine love as it comes from Divine Mother God. Allow her essence to come fully within you now in this frequency of light. You now feel the flame igniting. Igniting from your solar plexus up to your heart, all the way to your crown. Allow it to go down into your feet as your left side of your body radiates with the pink flame of compassion and love. Allowing that compassion that you are to run through your veins and feel the beauty as if you're looking at a beautiful child. Think of yourself in that mirror image of that child that is beaming with the beautiful light. I am the Divine Mother expressing to you. I am Sanat Kumar. Now, I want you to feel the right side of your body. And as the flame is igniting around, look at the blue flame. Look at the blue flame that represents the power. But in order to have the power, you must have the will of God within you, as He will express it to you in this moment. Divine children that you are, allow the essence of your masculine and divine to be filtered within you of the ability to accept your will, accept your power, but not in your lower form. Because part of the expression of the divine power is to allow it to flow into the feminine divine. So now it is a moment of surrender, because the masculine must surrender to the counterpart of the feminine. I feel the essence that I am as the Divine Father representing within you. Feel that power igniting in the right side of your body, into your heart, into your solar plexus, and going back down. Feel the flame igniting. Deeply feel that flame of the blue will that you are, the blue power that you are expressing within you. I know, you thought you were moving in this way, but not without the feminine divine. It must be acknowledged within you. Feel the essence of this divine flame fully activating within you. I am Divine Father God at your service. Thank you for accepting. You have now ignited the Divine Feminine and the Divine Masculine within you. I want you to feel those essences separately, because now they're going to be ignited together. I, as Sanat Kumar, now step aside to bring forth Lord Melchizedek and Lord Metatron to assist within this process of bringing in the Christ of being that you are. As the three of us stand together representing this flame, we acknowledge to each of you this process and this ceremony of life. It is my divine pleasure as Lord Melchizedek, with Lord Metatron and Sanat Kumar, to ignite and to be the power of the Christed being that you are. Look at the golden flame that is within this altar. See it spinning and running from the top to the bottom. Now feel the golden flame coming towards you. Feel the essence. I want you to think about the great masters that have been upon this earth that have allowed this golden flame to be within them. They stand by to assist you in this process. Dearest Jeshua, Lord Sananda, dearest Moses, all the beautiful beings of light and all the different avenues of the earth energies. Allow them to come to you in this moment to assist you We ask for each of these beautiful masters, Mahatma Gandhi, essences of many masters upon this earth from all life forms, because they are in oneness now. They represent not the life forms that you knew them as, but they represent only the Christed energy of the oneness of the 144th dimension. As we stand here in this beautiful temple in Havalanche, it represents the fifth dimensional creation on an earth. But in actuality, it represents that 144th dimensional light. Feel that essence. Feel that completeness of oneness, because this is the Christ of being that you are. Feel the emanation of the golden flame now emanating within you. Now accepted the threefold claim within your being. Let us rejoice with a chant of A-H-H and receive this light within you. Here with you, we now, all the masters and all the light beings and all the participants of this ceremony, all stand within this temple. Receive this light, as now we are one being of light. Feel that frequency of light, because you are now unfolding the threefold flame within your being. We will now repeat the decree that Lady Malarese has brought forth to bring this energy unto you. 2013 has proven to be a very powerful year. The first trimester has had its dual purpose within my life. I felt the memories come flooding into my consciousness. Think of them now. You've released them, but you barely remember. They have come into your emotional feelings. They have brought into your thoughts. One moment you feel great, and the next moment you fall into the abyss. But you understand now, these are the timelines of the old karmic debts. They are now being removed. Feel the light of the golden flame and the light of the threefold flame embellished within you. They are moving them out. Now it's time to remember and to bring forth the timelines that were magical. And they are waiting for your renewal as you allow yourself to move deeper into the depths of your soul. Feel that essence now. Feel that. You listen. You embrace. We've used the violet flame. Allow it to come in with the pink flame of creation to bring in the vibratory light that you are, to be fully accepted within you. You have shared with others. Everyone is feeling it in different ways, but yet, you've still been unsure until this moment within this beautiful temple in the city of Havalanche. The spring equinox is here. It is the year of synchronization. You understand that in order for you to feel the creation of your light, you must allow the old to remove. So let us take a moment again with the violet flame. Feel it swirling through the whole temple and allow it to come into your being and allow it to take anything that you're feeling or thinking right now. Now we see the pink flame of creation, to come into our being. Feel the create. You're going to create. Think of all the things that you want to create at this timeline. In this moment, you accept the Christ of being that you are. Feel the pink flame. You now being guided to a new reality of light. You feel renewed. You have accepted what was lost. You rejuvenate yourself in the Christ that you are. On this day of the spring equinox in 2013, within the next 3-day cycle, you command that you will fully create because you are the divine being of light. You say these words to yourself. I allow the essence of my divine love, of compassion, serenity, and patience. I activate my feminine divine as I allow the essence of my higher knowledge to be God's will within me, to be fully accepted by my masculine divine, of the divine power I am, come fully into the union of the masculine and feminine. My heart is completely filled with the pink of the feminine, intertwining with the blue of the masculine. As now, I stand in this moment within this temple at the threshold of my creation. I accept my Christed body to be fully manifested. The gold flame of the Christ I am is now intertwining with the pink and the blue. Feel that essence, feel that fire that you are. I am divine love and power. I am God's wisdom, activating the full integration of the cosmic threefold plane. Say the words. I am that. I am that. I am. And breathe that deeply and allow the beauty of the Christ itself that you are to come into full creation. We are Lord Melchizedek, Lord Benetron, and Sanat Kamara. We come together to represent this threefold plane at this time, to assist each of you to bring it into yourself. Let us take a moment and rejoice. Again, want to say I am deeply honored at this time to be with each of you once again. I walk with each of you into the new earth. I will assist you at this time, any of us that you would like to work with, but I especially, as the creator of the brotherhood and sisterhood of the white light, we are now coming together once again in unity and in love, in wholeness, in the beauty of all that we are. I deeply bless each of you for this moment and time of our creation. I know that the challenges will still be coming for each of you. And what I can greatly give to you is to aspire to be more. And it will be created within you. I walk with you as your brother into the new earth. So mote it be in the light of the Christ that we are together, one being of light. We single file off of the stage. Each of the masters will walk with us. We walk up the steps. And we are now honored with many beings upon beings assisting us. Take a moment and feel their essences, because you just may need them, or you may see them in your dreams or your meditations, or you may pass them on the street. We get to the top of the temple. We give our goodbyes and honorability to the temple by bowing or curtsying, as we did at one time together. Then we step down and walk down the walkway. Look at all the flowers, feel the essences of the beauty of this temple as we continue down the golden pathway to where we started. We step into the portal of light that is now going to take us back down to the third dimensional earth. We find ourselves above Mount Shasta, spin your Earth Star, Soul Star, your Merkaba vehicle of light, and intend by returning to your present location. Just asking to be there in your physical self. Feel yourself coming back down into the body, feeling the completeness of your threefold plane. Work with the threefold plane from this day forward, continually activating it within you. You may still have elements within your masculine or your feminine divine to work with, but as we was shared earlier, intended to be, and eventually it will get there. There may be changes that are resulted from this ceremony. Process then. This next 3-day period will go through the rest of today, Thursday, and Friday, culminating at midnight on Friday evening. That's U.S. time if you're ahead of us. It will be the day that we started 3 days from now. This is a practice that we need to be doing every day to bring and command through our higher self. Thank you so much for being with us. This is Christine Miller-Esse. Let us know how you are doing with this process. The more that we bring in into the earth, the more energies will be the better. So let's just take a moment. We were going to do this in the city, but I think we need to take just a moment, and Michael's going to do some drumming, to ground it into Gaia. This is something that we need to think about doing for the next 3 days. And everyone that you meet, allow them to feel this essence, because we are making changes in others by doing it for ourselves. their message from the elder?
Greetings, brothers and sisters. We come to you as the elders of the Native Energies. This is a moment of great transition in your seasons and in your days. It is a moment to be embraced. It is a moment to be rejoiced. It is a ceremonial acknowledgement of how far you have come. It is not just a season that changes. It is the marching of the time. As your essence grows and grows and grows and becomes something it did not know it could become. That is why we rejoice. And that is why we ask you to rejoice with us. We know you cannot see into your future. And in truth, at this time, there is no being that can. Your future days are no longer prophesied. This is the time that all have awaited for, when creation would be made in each moment by the hands of those within the creation. But is this not always the way it is for those who have awakened as they walk into their day, as they walk into their seasons? They bring with them the essence of who they are, and they reach forward to grab hold of the essence that they would be. Set your sights upon that which you want to be. There is nothing greater nor grander that you could do for yourself, but also in doing so, to do so for each other. You are one people. You are one tribe. In changing yourself, you create that which is the best of everyone. It is like the waters that rain down from the heavens. They cannot but be felt everywhere by all the kingdoms. And that is what you are. So rejoice, embrace, and acknowledge that pathway that you have chosen and that being that you are seeking, searching, and molding yourself to be. As always, we are one with you, and we walk with you, and we rejoice. Aho.
Aho. Thank you, Michael. I would just like to say that if anyone has not seen the decree, it is on a video, but it is also in written form on Walking Terra Christa under our blog, if you would like to get a copy of that. Thank you for being with us for this miraculous occasion, and we look forward to connecting with you again. We do have a full moon call the same time next week, which is also an open ceremony on Wednesday. Blessings.
Blessings. Thank you, everybody.